Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny is off today. He'll be back on Monday. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Lamar Jackson, he missed practice on Wednesday, but he was back yesterday, ready to rock and roll. And here's Lamar Jackson talking about some things that are kind of pertinent to the Ravens' offense, like getting hit more in the pocket. What's going on there, number eight?
I believe any quarterback who get hit in the pocket is going to be a hard hit. You know, defensive lineman strong, like 300 pounders, 200 and something pounders, guys who bench a lot. You probably get hit hard. You that quarterback, you probably get hit hard too, Jameson. Well, hit you hard, man. In the pocket probably, you know, but outside the pocket, I can move around and won't really get hit. So I can't call it.
Yeah, that one sack on one of their earlier drives in the red zone where Myles Garrett got him was kind of frustrating for Lamar and for a lot of Ravens fans, too. And he has taken some hits. He's had a couple of games, Detroit, and then last week against the Browns, where he's gotten clobbered at times. You know, 23 sacks, you heard during Nolan's update for the season, and he missed a couple of games, which matches the entire total of 2024. So for an elusive quarterback, guy who's nimble, extends plays, for him to get sacked as many times as he has is something that is somewhat discouraging. And you see him get frustrated when he gets to the sideline. He doesn't just go full on meltdown mode, but you know, we've seen the helmet get tossed a little bit. We've seen him kind of hit the bench with a little frustration because that's not what they're looking for from the O-line, which has kind of taken the brunt of the criticism. But we talked about this earlier too. Can't establish the run game the way that they have in the last season or so because Derrick Henry and, I mean, Keaton Mitchell 2 years ago was 8 yards a pop. Last year, Derrick Henry was, he wasn't even facing contact till he got past the line of scrimmage, and we're seeing much more of that happen this year. So, Lamar, you know, keeping it lighthearted, Nolan, but also, you know, stating the obvious. When you're in the pocket and kind of a sitting duck and you have one, two, three guys laying the wood, it's not a pleasant feeling.
Right. And he was informed that he's been sacked 23 times this year, which is identical to what he had all of last year, as we've said. And his reaction was a little humorous. He was like, damn, really? You know, he's like, I got to talk to my guys up front. I don't know if they're going to like that, but we got to have a conversation.
Today, last practice before the Jets, no Bateman, no Keon Martin, but everyone else is back. So after 10 players on the injury report on Wednesday, just two this week. And Martin spent the night in a hospital in Cleveland after the Browns game, and then Bateman dealing with the ankle. So looks like they will not be going against the Jets coming up this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Getting back to Lamar Jackson, not running the ball like he used to, or maybe the attempts are down. And Lamar was asked, hey, if you're not running as much, does this mean the offense suffers because of it?
No, not really, you know, because we got great running backs. You know, we got Derrick Henry. That's what we got him for, you know, because I believe AFC Championship, that was a big conversation. Oh, we wasn't running the ball a lot. Should have gave the ball to the running back. Then we got a guy like Derrick Henry who came over here, ran for like 1,500 yards, 1,800, whatever it was, you know, and Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell, Rasheed Ali. We got all these great running backs. So when my number get called, we'll see.
Yeah, it seemed like he'd improvise and adapt more. Wasn't more of a design run. If he felt as though it was best suited for the offense to take off and do what he has to do. In seven games, 39 carries for 226, 5.8 per an attempt, and only one touchdown. And there's a narrative, Nolan, that he's not as fast as he was, and he did get caught on the edge last week against the Browns. He doesn't seem as explosive as he was in 2018-19, but then again, you know, the only time I run's to not get hit by a car when I'm leaving Pickles to get back to Lot A at Oriole games.
Here. Well, there definitely just haven't been any designed runs. We know that for certain. And I think when you've got not just one guy coming from that opposing defensive line that's in your face, it's multiple guys. You know, because in the past, sure, all right, your right guard last year, Falele, would get beat. You know, he didn't have an incredible season, but he was better than he was this year. And Lamar would be able, okay, it's one guy. I can dance around that. I can step up. I can, you know, ole here a little bit and buy time. But when you got two, three guys coming at you before you can even blink, well, then no, there's no escaping that. Now, I will say, I don't know if I've seen him as willing to take off or attempt to take off as much in recent weeks. I go back to that Lions game where he wanted to get out and step up and escape the pocket a ton of times in that game, and they were just able to grab him at the last second. But since then, whether it's because of the hamstring or the knee from 2 weeks ago, whatever it is, I don't think there's been as much of a willingness for him to take off.
Well, great segue, Nolan McGraw. It's news from the nest. Bob Hitty, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today. It's Vinny and Haney. Recent injuries. This question was thrown at number 8 yesterday. Have they affected your performance and all of that good stuff?
I mean, if it just happened in the game, probably. But, you know, if you was injured, took some time off, and you was able to come back, I doubt it. I mean, it's just part of football, I guess, you know, but I'm good.
He says he's good. It was a knee 2 weeks ago. It was an ankle last week. Missed games with a hamstring. All lower body injuries. And when you're a guy who relies on his legs for that sort of explosiveness, that's going to affect you. As he's become one of the best passing quarterbacks in football, you know, the 69-70%, the 15 touchdown to 3 interception ratio kind of speaks to that. What was he last year? Over 40 touchdowns and 4 picks. Well, he's a running back. He's not a true quarterback. And the Johnny Unitas with his arm thing, and you know, I'm not ragging on Johnny U by any stretch of the imagination. What a real quarterback is, that thing has evolved big time as he's become one of the better passers. His legs have, I don't want to say betrayed him, but he's not as, I don't know, run-oriented,
well, yeah,
I guess.
I think it's for different reasons.
Sure.
Like the last 2 years when the offense was great, well, there was no reason for him to run as much as he was in the past because his passing was incredible and off the charts, and they were the most efficient offense in the red zone or anywhere. I mean, they were just, there wasn't a bad thing you could say about the offense the last couple years. And I understand why Lamar isn't, you know, willing to come out here and say, you know, I'm not saying he's lying here, but everyone's banged up at this point in the season. You know, and when he missed that much time with a hamstring injury, and that is a lingering injury, I'm not saying it's something so detrimental that he can't play through it. He clearly can. But I think it is affecting him in some capacity. I understand why he isn't willing to come out and say that. That doesn't accomplish anything when you mention that in the media. It just creates more headlines and more of a negative narrative. But at the same time, it has clearly impacted your performance. The O-line struggles have impacted the entire offense's performance. So that requires some sort of change.
And I remember a line that Bernard Pollard told me 13 years ago. We were doing the Bernard Pollard show at Two Rivers. You're the Ravens won their last Super Bowl. Said, after the first day of training camp, you're banged up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is.
Right.
It's like taking the car off the lot. It depreciates in value before you hit the first red light or you drive it off of the parking lot. And, you know, it's just pain threshold, pain management. You know, and now you have an extra game to be played for when Bernard was back in 2012. Yeah, you get your bye and your super terrific mini buys if you're fortunate enough to be on national TV. But still, and it's not even like two-a-day level. So imagine what those guys were dealing with.
But that's why I say, what good does it do for Lamar, even if he was feeling it like, oh, man, this is terrible. Like, this is the worst season of my career in terms of me getting banged up. What good does it do? Because then the media or people like us will take that comment, we'll run with it, and we'll start, oh, Lamar's pissed off at his O-line. Yeah. Lamar's pissed off at his teammates, you know. It doesn't accomplish anything.
Yeah, once he heard that stat, he might have got a little agitated, as you said. He'd been sacked 23 times. When we come back, let's count that weekend money, a little buy or sell. Got Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talk about the big trade that happened out of the blue. Where Taylor Ward's coming to Baltimore, walk year of his deal, about to turn 32. His batting average has gone from 280 to 250 to 240 to 220. His power numbers have increased, however. And Grayson Rodriguez brings all that potential and that cannon of a right arm. Question is, can he ever fulfill it? Matt Weirich.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
12:30.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Featured Artist Friday. The Doobie Brothers, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. Be back on Monday. You want to get in? You can. You know the number. Same one you pick your song. Fosbourne tax sign. Weekend's coming up. Thanksgiving's in less than a week. Got to do that last minute shopping. Get the pumpkin pie. You mac and cheese on Thanksgiving, by the way?
every holiday.
Hell yeah. Not a big cranberry guy, but we don't want to digress too much. Let's count the dough before we get to the many sports ups.
All right, money today. Money, money, money.
Yes.
Let's see. NASDAQ is up 242. Okay. S&P 500 is up 78. Under Armour up 18 cents. There you go. And DraftKings up $1.52. Woo. How about that?
Got to talk about DraftKings when we pimp FanDuel.
Green what across. Do I, don't put do it. I, come on. Yeah. The people could have come to the conclusion on their own. They don't need you to. Right. Anyway, before we get ourselves in trouble here.
Correct.
We're starting here with what we talked about a few segments ago, the reliever market in free agency for Major League Baseball. My free agency wish list. I've already got to cross off one name because the Braves are bringing back Raisel Iglesias on a one-year deal. Now, the problem here is that they paid him $16 million for that 1 year when every projection I saw had him at no more than $10 million. And even $10 million was probably on the higher side, more like $8 or $9 million for a year of service. He's one of the first dominoes, really the first domino to fall in the reliever market. So I'm wondering, what does this mean for guys that are worthy of long-term deals? Edwin Diaz, Robert Suarez, even Pete Fairbanks, who I'd like the Orioles to go after. They were already in line for good money. I don't know what this does to it now, but buy or sell, Bob, Atlanta just ruined the entire bullpen market with one move.
I'll soft buy it. I don't think it gets totally out of control in regards to monies being paid to closers. Maybe that's what Fairbanks was arbitration eligible with Tampa, right?
Right.
But they just cut bait. I'd still make a play for him if I'm Mike Elias, because I'm trying to think about an in-house possible candidate. Grayson Rodriguez could have fallen into that category. Maybe Tyler Wells could have been, even though Elias has gone on record as saying they plan on him being in the rotation. They need a closer. I mean, Cano might get non-tendered today. And history has shown he does not perform well in that circumstance. So price tag probably went up to some level, Nolan, but I don't think to the point where it's going to be cost prohibitive for the Orioles to at least dip their toe in those waters.
I think the biggest impact, and again, in my opinion, it's not good for the Orioles, will be on someone that's directly comparable to Iglesias. So Kenley Jansen, the other over-the-hill guy that I considered for the Orioles. Those two are kind of in the same boat. $8-9 million a year, short-term deals, 1 year, no more than two. Kenley, I mean, if I'm him, I'm saying if I'm as good as him, if not better, way more postseason experience, give me 16. So.
Quietly had a good year for the Angels, but didn't pitch in the postseason. Where Kimbrel 2 years ago with Philly had a really good year until he blew up on a big stage in the postseason. So we'll see. Pressure makes diamonds, baby.
Over to the Ravens. Their defense spent the entire summer repeating the same robotic script. We want to force more turnovers. It's so important. We got to do it. Didn't get enough last year. Well, first 5 weeks of the season, they only forced two. And everyone here was saying, well, what the heck? You know, you spent all offseason talking about this. Where are the turnovers? Well, since then, they've come in bunches. Nine in their last five games, as a matter of fact. When I mentioned last year how disappointing it was, they forced 17 for the entire year. Their current pace puts them right there on 17 on the dot again in 2025. But buy or sell, Bob, Baltimore's defense will come up short of last year's mark after all that talk.
Man. They're trending in the right direction, right? With the turnovers, Tyrod in his starts has been prone to the pick. Let me just double check here. Yeah, three picks, three touchdowns, 69 attempts. Drake May's thrown a few. Burrow takes care of the ball. Yeah, I'll buy it. Long-winded response to that one.
Even if they match 17, it's still not good enough because 17 is like bottom third of the league.
Yeah.
Let's see here. How about Joe Flacco? Still love him here in Baltimore.
Sure.
But Joe Burrow's return or on the verge of returning, that's not good for Joe Flacco. It means that his incredible run here in 2025 is coming to an end. And what a run it was between Cleveland and Cincy. He made 9 starts at the age of 40, the most he's had in any season since 2018 when he was still here. He says he wants to keep going. I mean, he's been saying that forever. And at this rate, why stop? I mean, he says that, if anything, this year he proved that he still can do it. Now, he's fixated on a starter job. He's not getting that in the offseason. But Buy or sell, Bob, Flacco's streak of starting at least one game will continue in 2026.
If he's still playing, I'll buy it. And as you just said, Nolan, he's playing. It's not going to be in Cincinnati, I wouldn't assume. Right?
I mean, well, Burrow has an injury history. They might say, and they kicked Browning, the former backup. They kicked him to the curb.
Yeah, because he wasn't good.
So they could bring Joe back as a backup.
Yeah, I'll buy it. Whether it's Cincinnati, Timbuktu, if Joe Flacco's on a roster in 26, he will start at least one game, yes.
I'm thinking Raiders. Not as a star. I mean, that'd be a look there. Joe in the black and silver.
So what? He'll be, what, 42?
He'll be 41 next year.
41? Holy mackerel. How about that? Joe Flacco still rocking and rolling at 40. And plenty of money in the bank. It's not a money thing. It's a loves doing what he's doing thing. And why do we begrudge him that? You know what I mean?
One day it will run out and you won't get that chance back. So he wants to squeeze every last drop out of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, one last topic for today in college football. The Lane Kiffin drama may be reaching a conclusion here soon. No secret that he's drawn a ton of interest from schools like Florida, LSU. They're seeking a new head coach. But Ole Miss, obviously, doesn't want him to leave. There were reports that the university gave him an ultimatum. Basically, hey, make up your mind before the CFP arrives or what? I don't know. They never actually explained it. I mean, what are you going to do? Fire him?
Yeah.
Kiffin shot down that report, but at the same time never said that he's not leaving. Buy or sell, Bob. Kiffin will end up staying, but all of this flirting with the Floridas and the LSUs was just to get more money out of Ole Miss.
I'm going
to
sell that. I don't think they're going to fire him before the playoffs, which they're well on their way to participating in. I mean, kind of knew the writing was on the wall with Jim Harbaugh at Michigan because the NCAA was sniffing around and there were some other, and he was going to go back to the NFL. I don't know if that's going to be the case for Kiffin, but is Florida really that great of a situation? They haven't been powerhouse-y for quite some time. I mean, LSU, you know what's going on there. They just won a national championship, what, 19, and then all that Orgeron got Cundiff 2 years later. Ole Miss has never been in that higher echelon realm for any consistent period of time. Do you want to become the Bear Bryant, if you will, of Ole Miss? Yeah, I think the allure to the bigger names will get him when it's all said and done.
There's always something better. The grass is always greener until it isn't.
Until it isn't, yep. No doubt about it. When we come back, well, is the grass going to be greener for Grayson Rodriguez? Going to be warmer. So you got traded from Baltimore to the Angels. And then Taylor Ward comes in. Matt Weirich, Baltimore's son, will preview We'll look back at that trade. We'll preview. Hey, it's tender day. Could Yanir Cano, could Ryan Mountcastle be on their way out the door here? And the Orioles did make a trade. All you Alex Jackson fans, I feel bad for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Could Yennier Cano, Ryan Mountcastle, among others, be on the way out? The Orioles have a lot of guys they need to make a decision on. Most of them appear to be no-brainers to keep around. But here to talk about that and more covers the Orioles. For the Baltimore Sun, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Matt Weirich. Matt, what is up?
What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Doing all right. And I was reading Bradley Doolittle's grade of the Grayson Rodriguez-Taylor Ward trade on ESPN, and let's just say the Orioles got a Haney, a D, where the Angels got an A-minus. And we know the particulars, the upside of Grayson and the walk year for Ward, whose power numbers against lefties is great, et cetera, not all that great of a defender, blah, blah, blah. It's that, you know what I mean? So what does Matt Weirich think of the day of the trade now that we've had a couple of days to analyze the pros and the cons for both sides?
Yeah, you know, I think it was certainly surprising right off the bat. I mean, Grayson Rodriguez was such a key part of this organization and viewed as a potential frontline starter as recently as spring training. So for the fact that now here we are 9 months later and they're moving on from him in a deal that is clearly value-wise shifted in the Angels' favor, I think certainly came as a shock. But, you know, I do think that the 2026 roster did improve with this move. You know, I don't think you could really count on Grayson Rodriguez for anything more than a swingman type role in 2026, considering he hasn't pitched in a year and a half. He was going to need to build up his arm back. And, you know, Taylor Ward fills a need. They really needed a right-handed bat, corner outfielder type. And I think he's going to be, you know, somebody you can throw right in the middle of this lineup, potentially even lead off against lefties. So I do think that Ward is a good fit on this roster. I think it's going to be a risky play here, but certainly Mike Elias is pushing all his chips into the middle of the table here for a bounce back in 2026. And I think you do have to give him a little credit for that.
And that's a great point. Me and Nolan were talking about this a couple of days ago, where this is an all-in for now move, because even though Mike Elias has the fancy title with the promotion and all that, another fifth place finish might not bode well for his future. And for the immediate, I mean, what, the Orioles didn't have one guy hit over 20 home runs last year, a year after finishing second in the majors in that capacity. So is this an indicator that this is just the tip of the iceberg for these in the chips in the middle of the table moves that Elias could make this offseason?
Well, it certainly seems that they're being aggressive. I mean, they jumped the market on the Andrew Kittredge deal, which I thought was a really savvy move. If you look at the other relievers that are expected to be moved this offseason, there aren't really any closer types that jump off the page. So, you know, Kittredge might be the best reliever move this winter, and all they had to do was give up some cash for him. So I thought that was a really savvy play by the front office, and they've certainly been aggressive trading Alex Jackson today, getting ahead of the non-tender deadline with him, and this Grayson Rodriguez deal as well. It seems like they're active. You know, obviously we heard this last offseason, and they didn't end up making a big splash, but they did spend a good amount of money. You know, they were right in the middle of the league in payroll, and, you know, David Rubenstein's comments, you know, I think bode into believing that they could creep towards the top 10. So with between that and the money that they freed up this offseason with the guys they traded at the deadline, Zach Eflin being a free agent, Gary Sanchez, et cetera, you know, I do think there's a lot of room for them payroll-wise to improve this roster. And I fully expect, and I think that should be the expectation, that they go out and do it this winter to forcefully put themselves back in the AL East race.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talking Orioles here on this Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Non-tender day is today. What's it, 8 o'clock, Matt? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is the deadline, you know, we can get into this another subject where Rodriguez was a Duquette guy. Here we got the old Ryan Mountcastle, Duquette guy, and, you know, Elias wants Elias guys. I don't know if you're buying into that. But first of all, Ryan Mountcastle, has he played his last game in an Orioles uniform due to make a raise if, in fact, the Orioles do tender him and take it to that level?
I do think it's more likely that the Orioles non-tender him today, but I don't think it's necessarily as foregone a conclusion as maybe some people believe. I mean, you know, we're still a year removed from Mountcastle being a pretty dependable hitter, above average hitter for the Orioles. Certainly they moved the wall back in left field at Camden Yards, which would help him if he were to be given a full season, you know, to be healthy, which he did not have last year because of the hamstring injury. So I do think that it's an awkward roster fit, and obviously the hope that Kobe Mayo can take over the first base job and run with it is going to be a major factor here. Also, Samuel Basayo expected to slot in at first base a little bit as well. And any moves they make this offseason, you know, somebody might have to play first base if they really go out and get a star hitter, because some of the guys like Kyle Schwarber, Pete Alonso, Cody Bellinger play some first base. So I do think that it is more likely that Ryan Mountcastle has played his last game in Baltimore, but certainly, you know, somebody who, you know, you don't necessarily want to be burned on if he's going to come back and hit 25 homers next year. If he does do that, that would be a modest price for it at what his arbitration is projected to be.
Now, 2 years ago, we talked about Yennier Cano being bye-bye. People be floored, myself included, as he was an all-star, but we saw in 25, totally opposite scenario there. Has Cano thrown his last pitch for the Orioles? Another guy that has to get that hard decision today.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised if they do cut bait with Yennier Cano, you know, not just because, you know, his past indicates he could bounce back and be an all-star caliber reliever. He's shown that he can do that. But also because, you know, their bullpen has enough openings already in after all the guys that they moved at last year's deadline, that I'd be pretty surprised if they're willing to give up proven major league arms, even ones who are coming off of a down year such as Cano. And Cano's, you know, kind of trended up and down over the last year and a half now, where we haven't really seen him at his best. But, you know, if you look at his pitch usages last year, he was testing out a couple of pitches that weren't really working for him. And I think if he gets back to kind of his roots of using those breaking balls down and in to get the ground balls, not going for as much swing and miss, I think he could kind of get back to being a reliable fireman type reliever that he was. And maybe his expectations were set a little bit too high with that breakout season he had in his first year in Baltimore.
All right, staying with the bullpen, what are the Orioles' options for closer? Is that option currently in any sort of Oriole organizational situation, or is that guy still out there waiting to be acquired? And we were talking about, me and Nolan, about the Iglesias signing and how that might change the market a little bit, maybe in a negative way if you're trying to be cheap with the spending.
Iglesias is probably in the second tier of closers available, just given his age. He's certainly been an effective closer for Atlanta the last few seasons and, you know, is one of the better ones over the past 10 years. But I do think that the main close that the Orioles are going to have next season is probably not in the organization right now. You know, Keegan Aiken was okay in that role, but certainly isn't necessarily being depended on to be a closer moving forward. Kittredge also, I think, could step in, but more profiles as a setup man. So I do think they go out and get a closer. I think that's one of the big items on Mike Elias' shopping list this offseason. And, you know, there's some options at the top end of the market. And, you know, with Felix Bautista's uncertainty in terms of his long-term health and ability to get back to the guy he was, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and get a multi-year deal for a closer this winter. I mean, you know, last time they go and get Craig Kimbrell is a stopgap because, you know, they had Felix Bautista coming back from injury. But now his second major surgery, you know, he wasn't even able to really get back to the full velocity that he had pre-Tommy John this year. You know, I just don't think you can necessarily count on Felix Bautista at this point to be anything more than a wild card. So I would not be surprised to see them try and address that position long term.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Matt, last thing for you. Looks like Albie's coaching staff starting to come together a little bit, and it looks like he has some, you know, authority in regards to who he wants to bring in. But outside of Hank Conger, I got to be honest with you, haven't really heard of any of these dudes. But what are the Orioles looking for in regards to replenishing the coaching staff? A couple of guys, Buck Britton, for instance, are sticking around. Your impressions of what they're doing there and putting together a new dugout power structure here.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you that it looks like Craig Albernaz is getting a lot of authority to make the hires that he wants to on this coaching staff. They have a couple of holdovers, notably on the pitching side, which I think, you know, all things considered last year ended up not really being the big problem with the team. And certainly for Trevor Rogers' breakout and Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells to come back looking good. You know, I think there were certainly some organizational wins on the pitching side last year. That makes sense why they'd want to keep that gang around. But it does seem like Albernaz is getting to pick some of his guys. I thought that Donnie Ecker, you know, World Series champion with the Texas Rangers, was a notable hire to be his bench coach. And Dustin Lind, who worked under Kevin Long in Philadelphia. You know, I think Kevin Long is one of the best hitting coaches in baseball, if not the best hitting coach in baseball. And he comes with this really deep background in pitch selection and plate discipline that I think could bode really well for this organization. So I think it's interesting that they brought in a lot of new names on the hitting side, names that, you know, maybe could bring in fresh perspectives for a group that kind of stagnated last year.
He is Matt Wyrick, Baltimore Sun. Matt, appreciate the time as always. Have a great Thanksgiving, you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, man. Until next time.
There you go. Matt Wyrick, everybody. We'll come back, take your phone calls, reset with Nolan McGraw. Feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. At about lunch at 1 o'clock, we'll look at the Week 12 schedule in the National Football League. Frank Burleson, Hall of Fame basketball writer, Burleson on basketball, joins us at 1:30. Talks about the start of the college hoop season with the Big Ten looking pretty strong, or is it a top-heavy league? Anything you want to hear from the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, send your request, plus for text line. 410-583-1057. Just talked to Matt Wyrick from the Baltimore Sun about the Orioles, and the Orioles are getting criticized on a national level for this trade, and we've discussed it. I used the comparison. This could either be change of scenery. Well, it's not necessarily apples to apples with Jake Arrieta. Jake Arrieta wasn't hurt. He was hurt mentally. They mismanaged him. Didn't get along with the pitching coach at the time. Shipped him for Feltman. Did not turn out to be a good trade for the Orioles. And went to Chicago with the Cubs. Became a Cy Young winner. Threw, what, a couple of no-hitters. Helped them win the World Series for the first time in billions of years. And Baltimore just wasn't happening here. But he wasn't hurt. He just wasn't functioning properly. Grayson Rodriguez is more, to me, a Dylan Bundy-esque thing, where Bundy, by the time Elias flipped him for, which turned out to be Kyle Bradish, Orioles sucked. He had lost 5 miles off his fastball. He wasn't the dude. And his velocity dip, Dylan Bundy, we're talking about, even when he came back, Nolan, from Tommy John, he was still throwing mid-90s. And then just, whoa, it dropped significantly. And he went from an overpowering guy, and coming out of high school, he was throwing 100 miles an hour. Orioles, unfortunately, never got to see that guy. But still, he was effective enough to become, he was a junk baller. And it just wasn't working anymore. So the Orioles got rid of him because they were rebuilding. Bradish turned out to be the return, which is great. Grayson's that guy that, I mean, it doesn't appear as though velocity is going to be affected, right? He had the impingement on the elbow. Had the lat a couple of times, whatever it is, but he was still throwing hard except for that day in spring training, what, March, February, whatever it was. He was throwing 98, and then he dropped to 92 because I remember it like it was yesterday. And I can barely remember yesterday, literally. Hey, Grayson went 2 2/3, gave up a run, couple of hits, et cetera, et cetera. And then you dug a little deeper, and it was like, well, his velocity dropped like 6 miles in the course of an inning. And then we all know that that became a season-ending problem.
Right. And I think the more I just think about this as the days go by, I didn't have a problem with it when it happened. I still viewed it as risky. There's no doubt about it. And if I'm the Angels, if I'm their GM, I'm on their side of things, I stand by. I'm making that move 10 times out of 10. That you just have to do it. Like, just from the value side of things, it makes perfect sense for them. For the Orioles, it's always going to be about what comes next. What comes next, particularly in pitching moves, because we're all hoping that this signals, all right, even with Grayson's injury history, willingly moving on from someone with a lot of upside as a pitcher in a time where you're so desperate for pitching should suggest that you have your eye or think that you have a really good shot to get not just one, but multiple additions to your rotation. That's my hope. Now, again, Elias's track record here maybe says otherwise, but I still stand by that this is an un-Elias move. I'm tongue-twisting myself here.
Yes.
He's maybe changing his philosophy a little bit, maybe changing his methods, willing to take a risk. It is a risk. There's no doubt about that, but it did fill an immediate need for the Orioles with the outfield, a power hitter. I still am curious about how the defensive parts move there, but you've got your outfield set, and that's even without Tyler O'Neill. It's Couser, it's Ward, and it's Beavers. Now, again, the defense is very much a question mark, but offensively, your outfield is set, which now you start looking at this lineup as a whole. All right, people wanted a more notable power bat addition, but they might be done offensively, which to me is okay. If you're still going to spend all the money on pitching, that's okay, because this whole time, our issues with the team were that they just didn't put the proper resources in pitching. The offense went bad. The offense went sour. But these guys are also still young. You have to give them that time. Like, who are you going to move? Like, all right, Adley, you can have that conversation. I'd be willing to listen to that conversation.
That's been a year and a half of struggle for him.
But beyond him, I'm not going to give up on Couser just yet. No. That's been one bad year. Westberg, all right, he had a little bit of an injury thing with him as well. Holiday looked fantastic last year. So, all right, maybe you can make one more notable addition offensively, but it's really going to start making the puzzle difficult with where guys play. I think they're pretty much set there. It's fine by me. Spend, spend, spend on pitching. Spend on bullpen. You can't have enough depth. If you've got six starters, that's not enough. You need seven. You need eight. If Cade Povich is 9 or 10, fantastic. If he's part of the bullpen, cool. But, I mean, you really, really have to build the depth here. It's no longer, hey, we got a really good five. We maybe have one of the best fives on paper in the American League. Within a couple months, you're going to have three.
Let's go back to 2024, early June. That was it. We got Wells. We got Bradish. Means had just come back. Grayson was dealing, et cetera, et cetera. Corbin Burns. And then Wells, Bradish, Means, done for the season. Grayson, done by the end of July. You're trading for pitching at the trade deadline. To your point, never enough arms. But for the Oriole bats, Westberg, it's a health situation. Anyone who thinks Gunner's not going to bounce back to be more like 2023 and 24 Gunner, I don't know.
And last year wasn't even, or 25 wasn't even bad. I mean, it sucks that he got the slow start. Right. What it would have been like if he was there from the beginning. But
we all expected he'd be the starting shortstop for the All-Star team.
I get it, yeah.
And then he didn't even hit, and, you know, didn't hit 20 bombs.
But he's not going to be a 9-war player every year.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
But he can push it.
Sure.
Push it real good. Holiday's only going to ascend, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm wrong with that one. Even Mayo had a great September, even though he could be a nice little trade piece, but probably not now because, as Matt Weirich just said, Mountcastle's probably gonzo, and you're looking at a platoon of Mayo and Basayo at first base. And in the outfield, though, you brought that up, and you really count on Muscles O'Neill to give you 120 games?
But he's there. So this is where I'm at now. What I really like about the Ward deal, and this is what I don't understand, where people is like, oh, you went out and traded Grayson to get a replacement for O'Neill. Like, yeah, we needed a replacement for O'Neill. What are you talking about? Like, you're the same people that just wanted to cut him anyway. You were going to have a hole in the outfield no matter what. So now you're upset that, like, don't get mad at this move because of the O'Neill move. Just be mad about the O'Neill move. The two aren't linked in any way. Just forget it. So one other thing on the offense here.
Yes.
I don't want to put pressure on the kid, but this has to be a big year for Basayo, right? He, in my opinion, didn't get enough at-bats as he should have. Should have been called up sooner. Would have been nice to get him a little more acclimated. But he showed poise. He showed clutch at-bats late in games. You'd like the average to obviously come up. The power, that's what I'm talking about. He has to deliver power-wise, or at least extra base hits-wise, because this team last year was devoid of power. Obviously, you want Ward to help with that. Gunner's got to get back to being the power guy. Hopefully, Adley, not 30, but like 20, Westberg, 20, 25, Couser. If everyone's clicking, it can be fine, but you got to have a couple big bashers, and to me, Basayo's that guy. So you went out and added Ward, cool, but to me, ultimately, Basayo very well could lead this team in home runs, if not this year, within the next 2 years.
He's the betting favorite right now for Rookie of the Year. in 2026. So the Orioles, still tons of moves left to be made. You want to get in and comment on that? You can later in the hour. But coming up next, NFL Lunch. Going to feed you some football. Hear more from the Ravens as they have the Jets coming to town. Sunday at 1 o'clock, Ravens big favorites in that one. Everyone at practice today except for Bateman and Martin. Two guys who were expected to not practice. So that's good news. We'll look at the schedule for week 12 in the National Football League. And at Frank Burleson, we'll talk college hoops with him as we're already a couple of weeks into the season. Oh my, where's the time gone?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.